Hello, everybody. This is Gonzo. You're listening to Is It Cran or Crayon on 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Medford Radio. Welcome back to the studio. It's great to be back. It's great to be here. This is my first show of the semester. This is also not my normal time. If you follow me on my new radio show Instagram at Crayon or Crayon, Cran or Crayon, but spelled Crayon both times, I'm normally on at 5. I'm just swapping with a friend of mine who starts at 4. So keep an eye out for a 2-hour show coming soon. This semester, I'm going to try something a little different with the show. If you guys have listened in the past, it's been mostly me just playing music, and I love doing that, and I'm going to continue doing that. But I also want to make more of a concentrated effort on having people on the show and having people come and talk about what they love. For me, it's music, which is why I talk about music and I play music. But I want to have people on and we can have chats about what they do, what they love. And so in that vein, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Nick Hill. I am on WMFO for the first time ever.
Wow.
Pretty exciting.
That's great.
I would call it Crayon, if that's the question.
That's the first question. Yeah. Crayon is the correct answer also.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you also said that you spell it Crayon both times, yeah, which so, I think right. presumes the answer.
Right. But also, like, even if you pronounce it crayon...
But that's not what you said.
No, I say crayon, right? It's right. Otherwise, you're missing a syllable.
Right, but so you're telling the audience.
I'm telling the audience that when you look up my Instagram on Instagram.com, the at is at crayon or crayon, spelled crayon correctly both ways. But
so do you see?
Yeah, no. I know I said crayon twice there. It is Cran or Crayon. That's the show name. But don't spell Cran like C-R-A-N. That's terrible. Wow. Missing out on the beautiful syllable there.
Right. Anyway, so things I love.
Things you love.
Things I love.
Things you love.
I don't know. I feel like right now, this semester, I'm in a real music era.
Good. With it.
That's like one of my goals for 2024 is better media consumption generally. Just like more intentional with it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I've told Gonzo this, but every week since the beginning of January, I've listened to 3 new albums. And that's been like my thing of the year, and that's been like my favorite thing right now. It's huge.
And in all honesty, you've been great about like sending me those songs, and I've been terrible about listening to them. I know I'm terrible. But you have a song for me.
I do. It came out today.
It came out wait, this is like a today release?
So there are 2 albums on my albums of the week that are like buzzer beaters, because I lost track of time.
Let's go.
And the first album, which I think we're going to be hearing from in a second, is by Declan McKenna. He's the guy who sang that song Brazil.
I love Brazil.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, go to Brazil.
Yeah, literally. So this one's like his like apolitical album, which is really fun if that's like your vibe. And also, the next album is by Brittany Howard, who was the front woman for Alabama Shakes.
Mm-hmm. Actually?
Yes.
Whoa, yeah. Say the name again.
Brittany Howard, and her new album is called What Now, and it also came out today.
Amazing. Well, that last song was The Hardest Part by Olivia Dean. Shout out Kate Lockyer for recommending that song to me. We have Declan McKenna's Nothing Works coming on right now. Hope you all enjoy, and we'll see you in a few songs' time.
What's the point, my friend? I don't believe in nothing anymore. You tell me I don't relate to the kids no more. Now I feel like I'm letting them down. What's the point, running?
Sorry, folks. A couple technical difficulties. We're going to play a song right now. This is What Now by Brittany Howard. I think I had stuff in the queue. My bad.
That we should take things slow, that I shouldn't hold you close, or it will burn away. But I wanna hold you like I've never before, and I wanna love you just like we're 10 years old. People trying to hide, I don't wanna try hide. And oh, but you, you and everything you do, since you came out of the blue, I always knew that I wanna hold you like I've never before, and I wanna love you just like we're 10 years old.
Party people, we are back. Those last three songs were Nothing Works by Declan McKenna, What Now by Brittany Howard, and 10 Years Old by Nico Ducarme. That last one was mine. We'll lay claim to it. Those
beautiful.
First, they're beautiful.
Great, yeah.
It was great. It was good times. First song on my Discover Weekly this week. And then the other two went on my playlist because Nicole showed them to me. That was great. That was very, very fun. We had a plan about what we were going to talk about.
We were going to soft launch the next song.
Oh, we were going to soft launch. Yeah. Talk to me about it.
Okay, so apparently it's popular in the WMFO Discord.
It has been mentioned in the WMFO Discord. This is true.
Okay, so it's been talked about. Mm-hmm. But it's a mouthful of a name. It's called, the album is called The Pilgrim, Their God, and the King of My Decrepit Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
By Tapir, I don't know how to pronounce
Tapir.
It. There's an exclamation point at the end, that's all I know. There's
Tapir.
Yeah.
It's like Panic.
Right.
At the disco.
Yes.
Right? We're getting a phone call. Nikhil, do you wanna talk while I let's put on a little song. Let's put on the next song and we'll answer the phone. We'll see you guys in a bit. Thank you.
let it break you. There's no complication, it's your imagination that you found again. Born today, Jesus saves, mad as a box of frogs. Try to behave, cheap aftershave, 2,000-pound laptop, that's my God.
Hello, everybody. We're back and with a special guest, a caller. Do you want to introduce yourself?
This is Nicola.
Hi, Nicola. Yeah.
Hello, Nicola.
Hello.
Nicola, I think Nikhil has something to say to you. Something.
I do.
Something for the masses.
I do. We have to encourage our listeners to hear this PSA. It's a really important one, near and dear to both of our hearts. Even though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug legal for adult recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, and nobody has ever died from an overdose, when you get high, your brain functions differently. Consuming cannabis and products derived from it containing THC will alter your senses, change the way your body processes perceptions and thoughts, and affect your reaction times, most dangerously when you are faced with immediate emergency situation, which can happen at any time when driving. It's a delusion that stoned drivers are better. Impaired drivers of any kind are more dangerous to themselves and others. So if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk your destination, take public transportation, or find some way of getting a ride from an unimpaired driver. And this has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you so much, Nikhil.
Of course.
Nicola, any thoughts?
I agree, honestly.
Yeah,
I think it's important to make decisions that make sure that you are the safest, sanest, soberest you can be.
I agree. Yeah.
What was the
I
last
agree.
Adjective, Nicola?
What I thought was crazy was the implication that people have said that stoned drivers are better. That's quite the I've never heard anybody say that.
I have heard one person
that
say
that. Stone drivers are better.
Well,
I think that's kind of a fair. I think that's kind of fair to say, because I don't know if you could be worse than a drunk driver. Oh, are you saying better than drunk drivers, or better than drivers?
No, I don't know. I feel like some people who are obviously misinformed on the subject, believe that it unlocks some additional sense that is perhaps useful in driving, and they're wrong. We know that. But yeah.
C'est la vie. Nicola, thank you very much for calling in.
Goodbye, estranged brother Nicola.
Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yes, you too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Adios.
Oh, so more on that album then, I guess.
More on that album, absolutely.
Okay, so we listened to a song from the third act of the album. So
there are acts.
There are acts.
There are acts.
And they're punctuated by like literal spoken word act separations, like interludes.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious. But very, very cool. And yeah, I think that all three are very awesome, but Act 3 I think is like the most like playlistable, if that's what you're looking for right now.
Gotcha.
We listened to My God, but there's also Untitled right before it and Mountain Song, all three of which are just like super funky, super folky.
We love funky and folky.
Yeah, important.
Crucial. It's my wheelhouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love funky folky. All right. We're gonna hit another song. We're gonna keep rolling. I'm gonna play a song called what am I gonna play? This is so exciting.
Ooh, so much choice.
I'm gonna play, I think, the song that I've played the most in the last month. This is a song called Jaded by the Kites. I hope you all enjoy.
Oh, you'll take us. Don't look.
Alrighty, people, those last three songs were Jaded by the Kites, Fried Rice by Royal Otis, Royal spelled R-O-Y-E-L, and Wide Awake by Parquet Courts. Things that I love, sunsets. And I'm realizing right now that my normal hour at 5 o'clock on Fridays is going to be great for sunsets because I can see the sunset in the studio.
True, yeah.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
When does that change? Like, when does it become later again? That's like...
Like now. Like it's getting... It's getting later.
But
yeah,
like,
yeah.
When does like the clock change?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Let me look at my calendar. It's on my calendar.
So, you will see a sunset.
I will see a sunset, but maybe not right now.
Maybe not here.
Oh, that'd be so sad. If I get...
I'm sorry. I know you were so excited.
If I get screwed over by daylight savings...
Yeah.
It's spring forward.
Yes.
Does that screw me over?
Maybe.
Maybe a little bit.
I think a spring in any direction isn't great for the cause if you're like here every specific time.
Yeah, you know? hold on. Is it Monday? Where is?
I'm gonna Google it.
Just Google it. I'm currently just clicking through days on my Google Calendar.
That's not efficient.
Which is an interesting choice on my end.
It's Sunday. March 10th.
Oh, it's in March. Okay, I had gotten through maybe 2 weeks of February. Okay, see, I've got time.
I've got a few sunsets in me.
They'll
go ahead 1 hour.
Yeah, and so it'll start setting at 6. Oh, that's not that bad.
That's not bad.
You'll have
a sunset on the walk back.
Do you have a favorite sunset that you've seen?
Yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yesterday. Whoa, this is big.
2 days ago.
Of all time? Favorite sunset?
No, not of all time. Just like of the recent past. I don't know if I've cataloged them.
You don't have one like locked, like somebody asked me to like describe my favorite sunset and I've got it like locked in my head. I know.
I have like favorite sunrises.
Okay, talk to me. Favorite sunrise.
Sunrise, okay. Is that like, that's suitable?
Yeah, Yeah.
So senior year. On the morning of graduation,
mm-hmm.
we did like senior sunrise,
where
like you'd wake up before
mm-hmm.
the sun was rising,
right?
And then you would go to like the pond and you would swim
while
the sun was rising.
Yeah,
and it was beautiful.
Good.
And I was like really excited to get out of high school.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All in all, it was a win. So the sun was setting in
mm-hmm.
high school.
Oh, yeah. Sun rising. Over the pond.
So.
The pond. Did the pond have a name?
Yes. It was Turkey Pond.
Turkey Pond.
Yes. One of three ponds on the campus.
Oh, wow. Very fancy.
I know. Very, very, very fancy.
Well, what were the other two? A chicken pond? Or we have duck pond?
There's lower school.
Lower school pond, upper school pond,
no.
And turkey. No?
No.
Okay.
Then why is there
a lower school and no upper school?
I hear you and I see you. It's just, I wasn't there for the decision. If I was...
Right, like you could call it low pond.
No.
Lower implies a higher or something.
So there's library pond, lower school, and turkey.
And turkey.
So.
Very good.
Yeah, well, okay, so you have a favorite.
Yeah, I have a favorite.
Sunset.
I have a favorite sunset.
What is it?
My favorite sunset was this past summer. I was in Switzerland,
mm-hmm.
Which was great. I was working with like middle schoolers,
mm-hmm.
and we had just finished like our big hardest hike of the trip,
mm-hmm.
so everybody's psyched. It's so cold, but it was like very clear and very like nice, and we're staying at this hut that's like 13,000 feet up.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice. There's a nice lake. It's very pretty, and the sunset was just great. We all just kind of like sat out there and were like, whoa, this is great, and like kind of in awe of being done with like the harder part of our trip.
So the sun was setting.
The sun was setting on the
hard
trip.
Part of your trip.
Yeah, and then I got to do it again, which was lit.
The sun rose again.
Okay. You know how the day works. But it was great. It was great. I was very lucky to one of the times that I was up there, it was really cloudy, but that was cool in its own right. But yeah.
Yeah.
Favorite
no,
sunset.
I just don't have one yet. But I have a favorite of like the recent past, which I told you about. It was just really purple out. And I was like, that's
yeah.
lovely.
Yeah, purple's a good color
for the sky to be.
Yeah, what a fun color for the sky to be.
Right.
Not very often.
No.
Right now the sunset is very orange, but like a very light orange. It's like almost yellow.
It's getting there.
It's better through that window. I think you're looking out the wrong window.
No, that's on me. I'm so sorry.
Do better. Honestly.
I'm a sunrise guy.
Sunrise guy.
All sunrise the beginnings, guy. Never by the endings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Always be closing.
ABC.
Yeah.
Don't ever finish DEF.
That's not, yeah, that's another option as well, which is,
All right. This is Nobody Cares If You Don't Go to the Party by Courtney Barnett. Another recommendation by Nikhil. I hope you guys are enjoying our whimsical musings. We'll see you all in a bit.
You're saying that-
variety, people. Thank you all for listening. This is Gonzo.
And this is Nick Hill.
Thank you both. Thank you for listening to Is It Crayon or Crayon on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have TBD, one more song for you guys, depending on
Potench.
I have one like queued up ready to go, but do you have anything for the people?
I was thinking, well, I'm happy to listen to anything, but I was thinking
I've got a song queued ready to go. I'm locked in.
But I wasn't sure.
Do you have anything for like to say to the people?
Oh, for the people.
For the people. The people, Nikhil.
Do a better job than I do at keeping track of sunsets.
Because
you'll never know when you'll be on the radio and you're asked what your favorite sunset is.
You may never know. If you come on the radio with me, it might be asked.
Yeah. So that's my advice. And also, thank you for having me on, Gonzo.
Of course. So again, my normal time will normally be starting now, 5 p.m. on Fridays. But please tune in, listen. Thank you all for listening. Those last three songs were Nobody Really Cares If You Don't Go to the Party by Courtney Barnett, Empty Faces by Carpool Tunnel, Follow Me by The Shacks. This next song is called Briggs by Mike Maines and The Branches. I hope you all enjoyed, and we'll see you soon.
1, 2, 3, 4. For a second, close your eyes. Baby, do your best to concentrate your mind. Fix it upon whatever you like. I'm drunk on a memory back when we were just 17, holding Lake Michigan with your eyes on me. I have my hands deep in the pockets of my blue jeans. I said you could I wanna waste a while with you, baby, in the living room. I'm never gonna sleep again. You lovely creature washing over me like rain, slowly draining all the black out of my veins into my eyes. Shine cold as the morning. I was loved by a woman. Remember summer days, driving down to Dallas in the summer haze. Sugar, I was up when you walked off the plane, standing like an angel with your suitcase. And all I wanted was to be your guardian. I wanna waste a while with you, baby, in the living room. I'm never gonna sleep again. You lovely creature washing over me like rain, slowly draining all the black out of my veins until my eyes shine cold as the morning. I was loved by a woman.